From the moment Lois Frankel took the podium at the Embassy Suites Hotel in West Palm Beach last night, she kept it classy.
A few moments ago, I received a very, very gracious call from Adin Hasner congratulating me. He was a formidable and articulate challenger.
Frankel and her challenger went head-to-head for months in what political watchers call one of the most contentious and expensive congressional races in Florida. But now Frankel is vowing to bridge the partisan gap in Washington to get more help for seniors and the middle class.
I'm going to be there to make sure you're going to get that Medicare check every day. And they're going to be good jobs for young people like my son, and of course, investing in our infrastructure, our innovation, education, so all our young people have an opportunity. And of course, making sure that the women of our country are going to be allowed to make their own personal health care decisions.
That last issue was an important one for Delray Beach voter Daniela Booth.
I voted for Lois Frankel. I think we need more women up there, and I'm certainly not going to put any more Republican or Tea Party people up there to start screwing around with women's rights.
Frankel says that when she gets to Washington, she's going to roll up her sleeves and reach out her hand to anyone who wants to move the country forward.
All right. So listen, I declare the campaign is over. Let the bickering end.
This was Frankel's second bid for a congressional seat. The first was 20 years ago, when she lost the race to Democrat Elsie Hastings. I'm Christine DiMattei.